KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies at 75 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 91. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In area news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday approved the appointment of Roger Barbaro of Atlantic to the Cass County Veterans Affairs Commission. Barbaro was one of three men who were considered for the position. The others included John Behrens of Atlantic and Ralph Wickey of Messina. Barbaro served in the military from September of 56 to September of 62. He'll serve on the commission for a three-year term that begins July the 1st. The supervisors also approved a fireworks display permit for the Laverne Ackerman family, who lives south of Atlantic along Highway 71. Their family event will be held July the 3rd. And the board received an update yesterday from Cass County engineer Charles Marker with regard to some various bridge construction or repair projects, including a box culvert project for a bridge on Cass County Road N28.
The second portion of their crew came in, that is a dirt crew. They have completed the backfill around the box and the runaround channel that they use to divert the water in. So all of the, what we call the subgrade, the base underneath the paving on the road, is completed today. We are going to be hauling the excess dirt away. Then their third crew will come in, which is actually the paving crew, to put the actual driving surface down on N28. That makes me feel that we are on target to have it completed by the middle of July.
The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday that an investigation into an incident that took place early Monday morning at a business in Exira has resulted in the arrest of 19-year-old Jonathan Jams Heron of Exira. Heron was charged with criminal mischief in the second degree, trespass, and disorderly conduct. He was later released from the Audubon County Jail after appearing before a magistrate. The Union County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday one person was transported to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston following a single vehicle accident that took place Tuesday night. 33-year-old Jamie Sabotka Killian of Creston complained of pain and possible injury after she swerved to miss a deer that ran out in front of her vehicle. The woman's car entered the east ditch and came to rest, sustaining only minor damage. The accident happened on northbound Highway 25 at around 9:40 p.m. Tuesday. In a delayed accident report, the Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Glenwood man was transported to Mercy Hospital by Glenwood Rescue on May 27th following a collision that happened at the intersection of Highway 34 and Kidd Road. Authorities say Barry Blasey of Glenwood was traveling west on Highway 34 in the right lane in a 2008 Ford. A 2001 VW driven by Eric Will of Glenwood was traveling north on Kidd Road. Will pulled away from the stop sign and Highway 34 crossover to make a left turn onto Highway 34. He told authorities he didn't see Blasey's approaching Ford. The VW then proceeded to turn left onto Highway 34 and hit the Ford in the right lane of westbound traffic. Following the collision, the Ford came to rest on its top. The Mills County Sheriff's Office also reported yesterday three people have been arrested recently on drug charges. On Sunday, 40-year-old Jessica Lynn Brooks of Logan was arrested for possession with the intent to deliver over 5 grams of a controlled substance, unlawful possession of prescription drugs, and violation of the drug tax stamp. On June the 2nd, 30-year-old Randall Neil Yoakum was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. And on June 1st, 19-year-old Colin Earl Robert McDowell of Malvern was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reported other numerous arrests took place over the past week. On Tuesday, 18-year-old David Patrick Robertson of Boys Town, Nebraska, was arrested for assault on a peace officer. Robertson was also charged by Glenwood Police with felony criminal mischief, domestic abuse assault, aggravated assault, interference with official acts, and trespassing. His bond was set at $10,000. Monday, Mills County deputies arrested 64-year-old Robert Allen Sanders of Glenwood for OWI first offense and striking an unattended vehicle. Sunday night, 39-year-old Timothy Gerald Gustin of Glenwood was arrested for harassment. Saturday morning, 33-year-old Melissa Ann Haley of Malvern was arrested for domestic abuse assault. Also on Saturday, 45-year-old John Martin Roberson of Henderson was arrested for public intoxication. On June the 3rd, Mills County deputies arrested 28-year-old April Jean Lightly of Clarinda for driving under suspension. On May 31st, 26-year-old Marshall Arms of Hastings was arrested on a warrant for OWI first offense and leaving the scene of an accident. May 30th, Mills County deputies arrested 31-year-old Justin Williams of Tabor for OWI second offense. On May 28th, 43-year-old Salvador Aguiar Martinez of Omaha was arrested for OWI first offense. Also on that same day, 49-year-old Carl David Galvin of Glenwood was arrested for violation of an order, contempt of court. 40-year-old Dawn Aileen Anderson of Hastings was arrested for driving under suspension and failure to maintain or use seatbelts. And finally, 18-year-old Matthew Lane Walliser of Council Bluffs had been arrested May 28th in Mills County for driving under suspension, failure to file an SR-22, and minor in possession. Well, the forecast for today is calling for the hottest weather of the year to arrive so far in Iowa. And that happens to coincide with Heat Awareness Day. Meteorologist Kenny Podrazik with the National Weather Service says it's not even officially summertime yet, but it'll sure feel like it.
We'll be up into the low 90s Thursday, and then Friday and into the weekend we'll be well into the 90s. You know, we mid-90s on Friday, Saturday, and even into Sunday. So, Sunday will be a little bit cooler, but still it's going to be nice.
Podrazik said the Heat Awareness Day is a time to remind Iowans about the steamy season ahead and how to best conduct themselves.
Never leave kids or pets unattended when the car is off. Limit strenuous outdoor activities. Find shade. Always stay hydrated. And, if you work outside, that's the biggest thing is to take breaks.
And take breaks in the shade, I might add. The first day of summer, by the way, is June the 20th. For more information about this Heat Awareness Day, you can go to the Weather Service's website, www.weather.gov/DMX. A consultant says plans to transform Sioux City's riverfront into a green space and recreation area would cost at least $4.4 million, with additional costs for a Ferris wheel and pedestrian bridge across the Missouri River. Tom Rogers, a landscape architect with Smith Group JR, presented project details Monday to city council members. The Madison, Wisconsin-based company estimates that in addition to the startup cost, Sioux City will have the option to add 3 underpasses along Interstate 29 for $850,000, an $11 million pedestrian bridge, and a $1.3 million Ferris wheel. Mayor Bob Scott had concerns about whether the long-term project could receive the approval of future city councils. Construction could begin in the year 2020. Convergys Corporation says it plans to add an estimated 250 new positions at its call center in Sergeant Bluff. Convergys said Monday the plan includes jobs for 200 licensed and unlicensed health insurance agents, 50 jobs for staffers in talent acquisition, training and quality, and operations. Convergys acquired the center in 2014 as part of an $820 million acquisition of Stream Global Services. Officials say there are 300 people on the staff there now. The customer management company's global headquarters is in Cincinnati. A Northwest Iowa city clerk has been fired after police say he tried to meet an underage boy in Nebraska for sex. City council members in Lawton voted unanimously on Tuesday to remove city clerk Douglas Furlick. He was arrested last Thursday and charged with sexual assault through the use of an electronic device. The Nebraska State Patrol said the 60-year-old posted an ad online saying he was looking for, quote, a younger guy. Officials say an undercover officer responding pretended to be the 15-year-old boy. Court documents say that Furlick went to a South Sioux City, Nebraska park to meet with the boy, and he ended up being met by police instead and was taken into custody. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.